In the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
John Powell wrote, saying yes to God's gift of love and life, primarily and above all else, means choosing love as a life principle. As we complete this day and journey back to those we love, O Lord, we give you thanks and praise for teaching us the meaning of loving imperfect people as ourselves, so that we may learn to overlook the flaws of those whom you have given us to love and who love us. Help us to make love our life principle and express it in the varied and many relationships we have. And in your presence this weekend, make it known unto you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from 10th, Senator from the 11th, Senator from Lawrence. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 22nd.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of this journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Visiting us today, we have the mayor of the city of St. Joseph, Mayor Bill Faulkner, and we also have Lisa Robertson, who's our city attorney in St. Joseph, and I hope the Senate will give them a warm welcome.
We are delighted to welcome the guests of the Senator from Buchanan to the Missouri Senate here today. The Senator from the 8th.
Introduction of special guests. Over on my right and to your left, we have former Senator Bob Johnson with us today. He served this body for, I believe, 15 years. And he's a outstanding Lee Summit citizen, and he's joining us today, and we wish the body would welcome
him. We're delighted
him
to welcome former Senator Smith, former member of the Lee Summit School Board as well, back to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, introduction of special guest, please. It is my great privilege today to introduce the Bolivar Leadership Group, and if you wouldn't mind standing so the people here in the chamber can see you. These are the folks back home that are trying to make the community a little bit better for everybody back home to live in, and it's glad to have them here today. I also have Pam Carter with me on the other side of the chamber. She is a city council woman for the city of Sedalia and has been very active in that community. I'm very proud to have them here in the chamber and today with me. Thank you.
We are delighted to welcome all the guests of the Senator from Polk to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 5th.
Yes, thank you. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain, Senator?
It has to do with the diabetic neuropathy program.
Thank you, Senator. Shall be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
It's a good one.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 291, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to charter schools.
Senator.
Thank you, Ms. President. It's an act dealing with charter schools.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Buchanan.
I have two bills. They need no explanation.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 292, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to qualifications for certification of presidential and vice presidential candidates by the Secretary of State.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 293, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to non-resident entertainer income taxes.
Senator from the fourth.
Two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 294, introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to charter schools.
Mr. President, this bill will address the funding requirements for charter schools that address area dropout prevention.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 295, introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to unsecured loans at $500 or less.
Senator.
This is an attempt to increase regulation in the payday loan industry.
Everyone to hold down the conversation. Senators can take their conversations to the back, and people on the side galleries speak in hushed tones so that we can hear ourselves conduct business. Senator from the 15th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 296, introduced by Senator Schmidt et al., an act relating to the Complete Missouri Training Program.
Senator.
No further explanation, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. The chair would like to make an introduction of a lady from Sedalia, a friend of mine, so I make this introduction on behalf of the senator from Polk and myself, Pam Carter, seated over here from Sedalia. Let's welcome Pam to the Missouri Senate. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis.
President, I have four bills.
Four bills. Send your four bills forward. Read the first bill, Senator from Lewis.
Senate Bill 297, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the purchase of rifles and shotguns.
Senator.
It just allows Missouri residents to purchase those rifles if they fall under the federal requirements from non-contiguous states like we would in the contiguous states around us.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 298, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to concealed carry endorsements.
Senator.
Lowers the age from 23 to 21 for concealed carry endorsement.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 299, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to restrictions on reintroducing wild elk.
Senator?
No.
Read the fourth bill.
The last one's not numbered. Senate Bill 300, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to deer season.
Senator?
Just allows the use of... Combines the handgun season into the muzzle loading season for deer.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward, Senator. In a minute. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 301, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to the creation of the Missouri Homeowners Mutual Insurance Company.
What this bill does is helps solve a problem in southeast Missouri. Many of our residents are unable to obtain earthquake coverage for their homes, and this will resolve that issue.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. For what purpose does the Senator from 15th seek recognition?
To seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here today from the 15th District are three folks. Jonathan Griever, who's the Assistant City Administrator for the City of Shrewsbury. Chris Gorman, who is an alderman in the City of Shrewsbury. And the Mayor of Shrewsbury, who's providing great leadership for that municipality in St. Louis County, is Felicity Buckley. Would ask that everybody in the Senate...
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 15th please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Where's Schaefer? Huh? Yancey? We ready? The Senator from Boone.
President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Please proceed, Senator. We hear no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, here with us today is Coach Mike Anderson, the basketball coach for the University of Missouri. He is in his fifth season with MU. He's got an overall record of 88-46. He has consistently led a team that is ranked among the top 25 teams in the nation. Currently, the Tigers are ranked 21st. Also with him today is the MU Athletic Director, Mike Alden, and MU Deputy Chancellor, Mike Middleton. And I want to point out, and I've got a lot of stats here that I could read on Coach Anderson, but I got to tell you personally, and I've gotten to know Coach Anderson well, he brings a level of respect and dignity to the university, which for me and his work with students on an academic level and making sure that they follow through with all their obligations to the university. And I will tell you personally, to me, that means more than any stat that's written down. But I will point out that he also led the Tigers to the Big 12 championship title in 2006. He's got an outstanding record. But all those things that don't show up in those numbers are truly what he brings to the state of Missouri. And I'd ask that the body make him feel welcome today.
Let's please join me in welcoming Coach Anderson, who won his 20th game this season two nights ago, defeating Bobby Knight's son's coach team, the Red Raiders from Texas Tech. Coach Anderson, we would like to extend to you the rare privilege of speaking at the Missouri Senate.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you. Thank you. M-I-Z. Oh, I knew we had some Tigers up here in this house, didn't we, huh? We had some Tigers. Hey, first of all, you know from our season, we're right in the hunt for something. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're in a race. And so with that being said, I had an opportunity to come and step away here and visit with you guys and just talk about, you know, the things that we're trying to build at the university. I came here almost 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years, I think, in May, March. But at the same time, one of the things I talked about is having a first-class program that's going to represent the university, first-class on and off the floor. You know, the winning part will take care of itself. But I think the thing I'm most interested in is winning lives. You know, when those guys leave that university, hopefully they've got a degree in their back pocket and they're ready to go out and be productive citizens. You know, basketball, I don't worry about that, you know, but I think basketball teaches you a lot of life lessons, and hopefully they can apply that. So with that being said, I'm certainly excited the direction that the university is going, and I'm going to win that national championship. I want you guys to know that. I said that before. And to me, again, it's an honor to have an opportunity to be before you. And M-I-Z,
B-O-U.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you so much. It's a great honor to have you here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Very special day in the Missouri Senate. Go Tigers. Senator from Stoddard.
Introduce special guests. I don't know if the senator from Boone had the opportunity to, or not, Lieutenant, or Mr. President, to recognize two other gentlemen here at the university. I say that often get overlooked in the successes of the university. The athletic director at the University of Missouri here is here, Mike Alden, and Mike has done a fantastic job, and also another person with the university that played a big part in bringing Coach Anderson to Mizzou was Mike Middleton. Both these gentlemen are here. They've done outstanding work, and I'd like the body to recognize them.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary of Senate see if we have messages from the governor? If we do, I'd ask for a waiver of a reading and have them be printed in the journal.
We do have such messages. They shall be printed in the journal. Reading is waived. What order of business, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Stoddard. Take over.
Mr. President, I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Senator, we need to first send the reports forward.
Certainly.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you. Once again, Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Stoddard. Hearing no objection, shall be done.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Stoddard. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Certainly.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just want to make sure that I've got this right. This is the piece of paper that's on our table. It says February 16th, and it starts out with a person that I can't pronounce their last name. Is this the right one?
It's Bassam Armaly, is a member of the Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Rules, sponsored by Senator Brown, Phelps.
We had some issues, but I'm looking, and there's nobody on here that I think has ever given anybody any heartburn.
No, I've not heard from any member of the Senate about any one of these appointees and anyone having any issues with them.
Senator, that's a good thing. Thank you.
It is a good thing.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Stoddard. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Stoddard has renewed his motion. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail will say aye. Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Howe, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, your committee.
Mr. Speaker, Senator.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was an inside joke there. Sorry. Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Review has a report.
Please send the report forward. Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which is referred Senate Bill 3, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of third reading of Senate bills.
Senate bills for on third reading. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, the senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you lay that bill on the informal calendar?
It shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 3, the senator from Saline.
There he is.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill 3 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion, the senator from Saline. All those of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, this is the voter ID bill. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Saline has renewed his motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator has renewed his motion. The senator from Saline has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 3 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to elections. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from Howe. Senator from Howe votes aye. Senator from Jefferson. Senator from Jefferson votes no. Is that everybody, Terry? By your vote of 26 ayes, 7 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
Do my part, man. Keep the wheel turning. Let's see here, Bill's River.
We're on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from St. Francis, we are on the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Government organization and elections have to report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that forward. When it gets to the dais, please read that report, Madam Secretary.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 71, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Thank you. Please send that forward, and Madam Secretary, when it arrives, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 58, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 77 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 28 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you. Please send that report forward and have that report read when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 57, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward, and Madam Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 206, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, your hardworking education committee has a report.
Well, thank you, Senator. I understand you've done your homework. Please send that report forward, and Madam Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 13, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Mr. Dorman, if you would come to the dais, I'd like for you to send back to the senator from Johnson this piece of paper or document that he sent forward. I don't think that it should be a part of other reports of that committee. So if you'd send that back to the senator from Johnson, I would appreciate it. Senator from St. Charles, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Since I was sent up to the dais, I think the entire body would like to have a copy of what it is that we're discussing. Could you please have that copied and distributed to all Senate members?
If the doorman would please take a copy of that and have it printed and distributed to the body, seeing no objection. Senator from Johnson, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, since the senator from the senior senator from St. Charles has requested it be distributed, it should have his name on it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator. Would like to remind the body that we are on the business of reports of standing committees. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that forward. Madam Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred Senate Bill 97, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 96 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Lemke, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward. Had police secretary read that when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 174, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass with Senate Committee Amendment 1. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources have a report.
Please send those reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 187, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 161 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that forward, and Madam Secretary, please read that report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the joint resolution has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 108 begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcement, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only other action that we have on schedule for today will be Senate bills on second reading. After I've had an opportunity to review the bills that were turned in, I will make an announcement prior to adjournment on bills to be prepared for Monday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Other announcements? Seeing none. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
It shall be referred.
And, Mr. President, please refer perfected SJR 2 to the Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight.
That it is referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on second reading.
Senate bills on second reading. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 253.
Senate Bill 253, an act relating to summer school.
Education. Senate Bill 254.
Senate Bill 254, an act relating to intoxicated-related traffic offenses.
Transportation. Senate Bill 255.
Senate Bill 255, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, joint rules, and resolutions. Senate Bill 256.
Senate Bill 256, an act relating to the repeal of certain tax credit programs.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 257.
Senate Bill 257, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 258.
Senate Bill 258, an act relating to the Historic Preservation Tax Credit Program.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 259.
Senate Bill 259, an act relating to the imposition of sunset provisions on certain tax credit programs.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 260.
Senate Bill 260, an act relating to the endangerment of emergency workers.
Transportation. Senate Bill 261.
Senate Bill 261, an act relating to the crime of non-support.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 262.
Senate Bill 262, an act relating to requiring health benefit plans to establish equal out-of-pocket requirements for oral anticancer medications and intravenously administered chemotherapy medications.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 263.
Senate Bill 263, an act relating to pawnbrokers.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate Bill 264.
Senate Bill 264, an act relating to the composition of congressional districts.
Select Committee on Redistricting, Senate Bill 265.
Senate Bill 265, an act relating to an advanced placement incentive grant.
Education, Senate Bill 266.
Senate Bill 266, an act relating to election authorities.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 267.
Senate Bill 267, an act relating to immunizations for hospital employees.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 268.
Senate Bill 268, an act relating to funding for research projects by the University of Missouri Board of Curators.
Education, Senate Bill 269.
Senate Bill 269, an act relating to joint municipal utility commissions.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 270.
Senate Bill 270, an act relating to dates for conducting elections.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 271.
Senate Bill 271, an act relating to retirement systems of the Police Department of Kansas City.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 272.
Senate Bill 272, an act relating to appropriations of awards for attorney fees and expenses state agency.
Judiciary and Civil, Senate Bill 273.
Senate Bill 273, an act relating to the Fireman's Retirement System of St. Louis.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 274.
Senate Bill 274, an act relating to water and sewer services for rental property.
General Law, Senate Bill 275.
Senate Bill 275, an act relating to deducting certain insurance premiums from allowances paid by the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues and Pensions, Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to collection of fees by state agencies.
General Law, Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277, an act relating to the use of public roads by motor vehicles.
General Law, Senate Bill 278.
Senate Bill 278, an act relating to private nuisances.
Ag and Food Production, Senate Bill 279.
Senate Bill 279, an act relating to tax incentives for business development.
Jobs and Ecodevo, Senate Bill 280.
Senate Bill 280, an act relating to tax credits.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281, an act relating to requiring the cumulative state and local sales tax rate be printed on sales receipts.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 282.
Senate Bill 282, an act relating to the date of the presidential primary.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill 283, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles hauling agricultural products during harvest time.
Transportation, Senate Bill 284.
Senate Bill 284, an act relating to the authority of the State Board of Pharmacy.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 285.
Senate Bill 285, an act relating to the state holiday commemorating Lincoln's birthday.
General Law, Senate Bill 286.
Senate Bill 286, an act relating to the Task Force on the Prevention of Sexual Abuse of Children.
General Law, Senate Bill 287.
Senate Bill 287, an act relating to liquor control licensing.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, Senate Bill 288.
Senate Bill 288, an act relating to the state local sales and use tax exemption for fees paid to places of amusement.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 289.
Senate Bill 289, an act relating to use of tobacco products in state correctional facilities.
General Law, Senate Bill 290.
Senate Bill 290, an act relating to the treatment of indemnification and hold harmless clauses within construction work contracts.
Small Business and Insurance, SJR 16.
Senate Joint Resolution 16, a joint resolution relating to religious freedom.
General Laws, SJR 17.
Senate Joint Resolution 17, a joint resolution relating to the judicial selection process.
General Laws.
Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask members to prepare for Monday's perfection calendar, Senate Bill 71, Senate Bill 58, and Senate Bill 13.
Other announcements. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, your Committee on Administration will be holding a meeting in my office after we adjourn.
Other announcements? Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, February 21st, 2011 at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion by the senator from the 23rd. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stands adjourned.